On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Several people have died as a result of last night's storms in KwaZulu-Natal. eThekwini Municipality has given an update on some of the fatalities in the metro. Three children are among those who've lost their lives.
Four fatalities were reported in Efolweni, KwaMakhutha, Demet, and Entsimbini after a wall collapsed while the occupants were asleep.
A short while ago, rescue teams, including fire crews, dug out a couple and another man from their homes after they were hit by mudslides in KwaMakhutha and Adams. The bodies have been handed over to police. City spokesperson Gugu Sisilana says some of the areas affected by the heavy downpours include Amanzi Mtoti, Morton, Clarewood and Isipingo.
As a safety precaution, beaches in the city have been temporarily closed until further notice. The muddy water and pollution streaming in from flooded estuaries has led to the temporary closure of the Umdloti Beach, Isipingo Beach, Pipeline Beach, Toti Main Beach, Warner Beach, Winkelspruit Beach and Umgababa Beach. These beaches will be reopened as soon as conditions allow.
With the budget speech delayed for 3 weeks, discussions on stimulating economic growth to cover budgetary needs without additional tax hikes or borrowing are intensifying. The budget speech has been pushed back to the 12th of March due to a dispute over a proposed VAT increase. Several parties have rejected the proposed hike, raising concerns about how the country can grow its economy without raising taxes. Economist Avi Ruert says eliminating politically motivated policies could provide a sustainable solutions to the economic challenges.
You have to get rid of this expropriation nonsense. You have to stop things like, for example, black economic empowerment. You have to stop this procurement system that we have, and which makes it very expensive for the state to buy stuff in the economy. So those kind of things need to happen, but unfortunately, those things are politically difficult and sensitive to do.
A war of words has broken out between Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky. The U.S. president has accused his Ukrainian counterpart of being a dictator over not holding elections last year in response to being described as living in a disinformation bubble. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will speak to Trump about Ukraine when they meet in Washington next week. But the UK's Culture Secretary, Lisa Nandy, has played down the importance of the discussions.
This is a relationship that has been ongoing for some time. These are conversations that he's had over the phone in recent weeks. This is an ongoing conversation. So I wouldn't characterise it as the single most important moment of his premiership.
Nandy has been speaking to Sky News. And finally, Tyla has reached a massive milestone. Her hit Water has surpassed 1 billion streams on Spotify. She becomes the first African solo artist to achieve this feat. The 22-year-old joins Wizkid, who featured on Drake's One Dance, and Rema, who collaborated with Selena Gomez and Tems in the 1 billion streams club. Water resonated with audiences worldwide, climbing the charts and earning Tyla her first Grammy Award for Best African Music Performance at the Grammys last year. The top story, several people have died as a result of last night's storms in KZN. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.